Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Tonight we're going to do another listener suggestion. Let's have a listen.
Hello, my name is Chloe. I'm 8 years old and I'm from Australia. I have a request about a magic genie that gives you 3 wishes.
Thanks, Chloe. Now, there was a little bit more to that message, but I don't want to ruin any of the story or anything like that. If you have an idea for a story, you can leave it in the links below. There's a whole bunch of ways to do it. I will say that the 2 main reasons stories don't get made, other than I do just have to choose some of the stories over others, are if they're basically a copywritten thing, so something that somebody already created that you want me to remake. I can do things inspired by that sort of stuff, but I can't actually remake things. And the other reason would be if it was too scary. Before we get started, I also want to give a big thank you to all of the parents out there who've taken the time to put in a written review on whatever thing you're listening on. It really helps the algorithm and getting the podcast pushed out in front of more people, and I've noticed a big difference with that lately, and I think it's really mostly thanks to people reviewing it. So I really appreciate that. I try to read them all, especially the ones on Apple, because some of the other ones are harder to get to. I've ranted long enough. Kids, get as comfy as you can in that bed, close your eyes, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself once again waking up on your spaceship. You get out of your incredibly comfortable bed, swing your legs over the side, and stand up nice and tall. You stretch from left to right and forwards and backwards, and then you leave the bedroom area. The door opens for you automatically, sliding into the wall. "Good morning," Spaceship says as you enter the main part of the ship. "I have detected something strange. Should we check it out?" Spaceship asks. "Of course we should. What sort of thing is it?" you ask as you run towards the control seat. "It seems to be a small object floating through space," Spaceship explains. "A small object? Okay, well, let's see what it is." You sit down in the command seat as Spaceship navigates the ship up towards a little object that's floating through space. And as you get closer, it starts to take shape. It looks like a glass bottle with something inside it. Spaceship shoots out a little robot arm, grabs the glass bottle, and pulls it inside the ship. You get down from the control seat, and a little hole in the ground appears. Up out of the hole comes the glass bottle. "I have taken the liberty of scanning the bottle. There is nothing wrong with it." Okay. You walk towards the bottle, reach out and pick it up. The bottle has a little cork inside it, keeping whatever the contents of the thing are inside. Inside it, you see something that looks like a rolled up piece of paper. "Maybe it's a treasure map," you suggest. You pop open the cork and then dump the bottle upside down. The little piece of paper falls out onto the ground. You pick it up, unroll it, and you see a map of some kind. "Where do you think this is a map to?" you ask Spaceship. "Scanning now," Spaceship says. A little light shines out of the ceiling of the ship, right down onto the map. "This seems to be a star map," Spaceship says. "I will cross-reference the stars, shapes, and locations within the map and try to determine its location," Spaceship says. After a series of booping and beeping and bopping that spaceship seems to make when it thinks about things, a map appears on the view screen. I believe I have located the correct planet. Shall we check it out? Spaceship asks. Well, I mean, we've come this far. Of course we check it out, you say. Understood, Spaceship responds. Setting course. The ship turns a little bit to the left, and then suddenly jumps to super hyperdrive. All of the little dots in the sky that looked like stars turn to streaks of light. Almost as quickly, you jump back out of super hyperdrive. You must have been kind of close to the planet. After all, how far could a bottle travel in space in the first place? You come across an Earth-like planet. Large oceans, huge continents, and a lot of white fluffy clouds. You fly down through the atmosphere below the clouds until you can get a closer look at the planet. A lot of it looks just like Earth. Huge areas of trees, lakes, valleys, rivers, mountains, but no real signs of people. You fly over top of this new planet. Spaceship scans the surface for anything that looks a little bit odd. Ruins detected, Spaceship announces. Spaceship immediately changes course and heads towards the ruins that he's found. As you get closer, you see a scene that looks almost like ancient Egypt. There's three incredibly large but pretty battered-looking pyramids, and beside those is another almost identical Sphinx statue. You land right beside these gigantic pyramids and in front of the huge statue. As soon as you land, something starts to happen with the paper. The map is glowing. You open it up again, and you see that it's pulsing light, as if it's close to something that you should be close to. You open the back door of the ship and rush outside. As you move around, the map begins beeping slower, and then faster and faster the closer you get to the Sphinx. As you continue to walk towards the huge statue, it suddenly begins to open. A huge door right on the front of it, between the two paws, rises up from the ground and disappears into the wall above it. You step forward into the Sphinx, and as you do, the map begins to glow brighter and brighter. Then something even stranger starts to happen. The map transforms into, well, energy or something like it, and flies in all different directions. Suddenly the whole chamber is lit up with bright green lights. At the end of the chamber is a gigantic mirror. You walk forward to check this thing out. Maybe it's some sort of relic or, I don't know, some sort of important mirror anyways. As you get closer, your reflection appears in the mirror, only it's not exactly your reflection. It's a picture of you, but of you when you're much, much older. And for some reason, you're holding a key. Hello, the other person says in a much older sounding version of your voice.
Welcome to the Mirror of Truth, the voice says. The first test is very simple. All you must do is speak a truth, a truth you have never spoken before.
You think long and hard, trying to find something that you've never told anybody before. A truth about yourself that no one would really know. And then you think of it. You speak the truth towards the mirror, and when you do, the older version of yourself smiles, and then they reach their hand towards the mirror, passing the key through it. You grab a hold of the key, and lights appear beside you. You look to the left to see where the lights are coming from, and you realize that they've illuminated a new door, one that you didn't notice was there before, and obviously one with a keyhole. You go towards the door. You carefully place the key inside, and as you turn it, the door creaks to life and automatically opens up. As you walk inside, you come into another chamber. This chamber lights up just like the one before, revealing a floor with all sorts of crazy designs depicted on it. It seems to represent each of the elements, earth, water, air, and fire. Around the room, there's a series of statues that seem to show a person going through a series of dance moves. "May I make a suggestion?" Spaceship says. Yeah, go for it. "I believe the purpose of this room is to copy the dance from the statues. If you step in the right way, you may reveal the secrets of this chamber," Spaceship says. You look once again at the different pictures of the statues, and as you look at their feet, you can tell that each one is standing on a specific tile from the floor. You look down for different tiles that match the designs on the tiles under the statues, and soon you find the first one. You step up on the tile, trying to pose in the exact position as the first piece. Then you move to the next, and the next, and the next. And you find that as you go, the statue creates a perfect series of steps for a little dance, a dance of the elements. Before long, you've made your way around the room, stepping on quite a few tiles, but it turns out they're the right ones. As you step on the last piece, you hear a psh sound from the distance, and you see another door opening up. You run towards the door, and then you walk inside the next chamber. At the center of the next chamber is a large crystal. You walk up towards the crystal, and it starts to talk to you.
"Welcome, traveler. I can tell you've come a long way. But in order to reveal the secrets of this temple, you must prove yourself worthy. This is the third of the three trials. Three trials for three wishes," the voice explains. "Now, unlike the first two, all you have to do is solve the riddle."
"Solve the riddle? It doesn't sound very hard. Okay, let me have it."
That's not a particularly polite way to respond, but here it goes. "Neither sun nor moon, but still a light. Within me, dreams take their flight. Captured in a vessel tight, speak my name to set it right. You think about all of the different clues in the puzzle and what the voice said before. 3 wishes. Not a sun or a moon, but there's still a light. Dreams take flight. Captured inside a vessel tight. I know what it is. A genie, you say. That is correct, the voice says. Suddenly the crystal begins to tremble. And then a big crack opens up in the center of it. The 2 sides of the crystal fall away and smash on the ground. But inside, there's a genie lamp, for lack of a better word. You reach out and grab the lamp. As you do, another whooshing sound appears, and you hear a door creaking to life. Daylight floods the chamber once again, and you can see that an opening to outside has appeared. As you walk back outside, you look down at the genie lamp. You remember all of the different things you've heard about genies. The promise of 3 wishes, all that sort of thing. So you decide to rub the lamp. As you do, it begins to glow a bright purple color. Then, some beam or form of energy leaves the spout of the lamp. It waves back and forth like fire, and it forms itself into what can only be described as a genie. The genie sits cross-legged, floating high up in the air. "Oh, hey, how are you?" the genie asks. "Now listen, I don't have a lot of time to explain things, but basically, you get 3 wishes, so use them wisely. After you use the last wish, I'll appear back here and set this whole thing up for another worthy soul. Got it?" the genie asks. "Got it," you say. "All right. Now what'll your first wish be?" the genie asks. As he does, you hear a strange thundering sound come from above you. As you look up, you see a fleet of ships, Rex's ships. Is he tracking me somehow, you wonder? How could he possibly have made it to every planet I've been to lately? He must be finding it somehow. That's a problem for another day. As the ships descend, more and more start to join them. Hundreds and maybe even thousands of ships this time. It's an overwhelming force. You look at the ships, and you look at the genie. You realize that there's really no other choice. "Genie," you say, "I wish for you to, well, I want you to make Rex less of a threat. This is getting annoying." "Your wish is my command," the genie replies. The genie snaps their fingers, and suddenly a huge whirlwind begins to appear around them, like a tornado of energy. Lightning flies left and right out of the huge tornado, and it rises up into the sky. The lightning begins reaching out and striking all of the different ships.
and then sucking them into the tornado, one by one, until only one ship is left, Rex's. The genie then flies up towards Rex's ship, and as he flies, he grows, larger and larger and larger, until he's big enough to reach out and take Rex's ship in his hands. He holds the ship up in the air, looks inside it, and then says, "I think I have an idea." The ship begins to glow the same purple energy as the genie, and the genie begins to smush the ship down, making it smaller and smaller and smaller. And then the genie begins to shrink and shrink and shrink, and the ship shrinks with him. Before long, the genie is about the same size as you, and he's holding a very tiny version of Rex's spaceship. You can hear a much quieter and more high-pitched voice coming from it.
"You'll never stop me," the voice says. "I'm gonna get you back for this."
It sounds almost comical, like a tiny ant is screaming at you. "Well, this guy shouldn't be a threat anymore," the genie announces. The genie then materializes a large slingshot of some sort. He places the little spaceship inside the elastic band, pulls back, and aims up towards the sky. As he releases the elastic band, the ship shoots forward at amazing speed, through the clouds, through the atmosphere, and deep out into space.
"Well, there you go. He's less of a threat, literally," the genie says, sort of chuckling.
The genie then turns back into energy and gets sucked back inside the lamp. Less of a threat. That's right. Genies always seem to take things in a, slightly different way, you remember from all of the different stories you've heard. You'll have to be very careful with how you craft your various wishes. Not sure exactly what you want to wish for next, you decide to bring the lamp with you back onto spaceship. Two wishes remaining. Spaceship, who's been following you around, shrunk down to the size of a toy, flies in front of you and grows back to its normal size. You enter the ship once again, and you look around for somewhere to put the lamp. You see a series of bookshelves over to the side, near the library area of the ship. You walk over towards the shelves, and you carefully place the magic lamp down on one of them. Spaceship closes the back door, floats up into the air, and carefully flies out into space once again. You, feeling pretty tired from today's adventure, and wondering exactly what you should make your next two wishes, lay down on your couch. As you lay there, you close your eyes, and you begin to focus on your breath once again. Each breath lets your muscles melt away a little bit more and a little bit more. And as they melt, your body begins to feel like it's sinking into the couch, getting softer and softer. And you allow your mind to wander off, trying to think of new things that you could use these two wishes for. Perhaps your dreams will bring the answer. Good night, everyone.